Alaska felt the burn this weekend. Vermont Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders swept the Democratic primary Saturday, taking in 81% of votes from caucuses across the state. Upperland Canal Democrats mirrored that trend. They overwhelmingly supported Sanders over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
If you need to register, come on in to one of these two tables.
The Chilkat Center was packed Saturday morning, full of people eager to have a say in who becomes the next Democratic nominee for president. Meryl Loden says she likes both candidates.
I'm close to undecided, so if I'm that close, I'm going to go for the woman. I'm sick of the goddamn men.
Most of the caucus-goers, like Charlotte Sizek and Mario Benassi, had their minds made up.
I think that Bernie's in it for all of us in this country, you know, not just the rich people.
I think he's the last chance for true democracy in our nation.
The unexpectedly high turnout of about 170 people prompted caucus organizers to move everyone from the Chilkat Center lobby to the auditorium. Here's organizer Melissa Aronson.
In my wildest dreams, I thought maybe we would have 100.
Haynes is on the phone.
Haynes had to teleconference with the other communities that make up House District 33, downtown Juneau, Skagway, and Gustavus. The high turnout and bad phone signal slowed things down and caused confusion. While they waited, caucus-goers watched prepared videos from each candidate.
With your help, we are poised to pull off one of the great political upsets in the history of our country.
I'm fighting for all Americans, not just some, for the struggling, the striving, and the successful.
I want to create a new class of hard-working public servants, a class that can deliver on their promises.
That was Sanders, Clinton, and little-known candidate Rocky De La Fuente, who was in Sitka during Alaska's caucuses. In the first vote count, 15 people supported Clinton. So many raised their hands for Sanders that Aronson asked them to count off. There was a total of 147 for Sanders. From there, the undecided voters picked either Sanders or Clinton. The final count was 150 for Sanders, 19 for Clinton. Skagway had a similar surge of support for Sanders. He garnered 105 votes, while Clinton took just 4. John Tyson organized the caucus there.
Started out with 105 for Sanders and 4 for Clinton. And 104 for Sanders, 4 for Clinton, and 1 uncommitted, and then the uncommitted went over to Sanders.
Tyson says the teleconferencing aspect was confusing in Skagway as well.
For a lot of the time, I was uncertain as to what was going on in Juneau because it was hard to hear.
I couldn't really understand what you just said.
The teleconference confusion reached its peak when Aronson thought Clinton needed just one vote to reach the 15% minimum threshold required for a candidate to get delegates in a district. Aronson voted for Clinton in order to wrap up the caucus. But Juneau organizer Nancy Courtney said Clinton would have met the threshold without that one vote. Of the more than 1,000 caucus-goers in District 33, 17% supported Clinton and 83% supported Sanders. District 33 will send 21 delegates for Sanders and 4 delegates for Clinton to the state convention in Anchorage in May. After the at times emotional caucus, organizer Deb Vogt said this.
I think it went remarkably well for such a silly process. I think it's a long since time that we changed the process.
Vogt says the last caucus in 2008 was similarly chaotic. She says a preferential poll where voters fill out a ballot and leave would work much better than the old-fashioned caucus. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.